Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and every time my husband goes out of town for a few days, or he's working late for several days in a row, and I get a very small, very, very small taste of what it would be like to be on my own as a single mom, I am just in awe of all of the women, and men for that matter, who are single parents. And I'm just completely blown away by how much work goes into it. My respect level just shoots up every time. Today, I'm going to share a little bit about an article on aspiringmormonwomen.org. Since our theme this month is about the influence of women, along those same lines, this article on aspiringmormonwomen.org talks about financial first steps for a newly single Mormon mom. And they're really great tips that I think it can be hard to find yourself suddenly in a situation that you didn't think you were ever going to be in. My sweet mother-in-law is a great example of this. She found herself a mother of seven children, was all of a sudden a single mom and had to fend for herself and had to kind of figure out a lot of things for herself. And it was really, really challenging for her, but she was able to rise above it. So today I'm going to be sharing some tips from this article that are kind of along those lines. But even if you're not a single parent, I think all of us can benefit from these tips because some of them are really, really great. So the first one is, in our faith, that we're encouraged to be self-reliant regardless of our status. So really just striving to be self-reliant will allow us to enjoy a better quality of life. And I think that's true no matter what stage of your life you're in, whether you're married, single, divorced, widow, just being self-reliant is a really valuable thing to have in your life. The next one is to get organized. God, can't we all use a little bit more organization in our life, for sure? But try and organize your family records, your budget, really identify needs and wants and be realistic. Your credit, organize your credit, build your credit score if you haven't already done that, and talk with somebody you trust about how to build your credit wisely. Get an emergency fund together. Build up a savings of $2,000. And once you've hit that amount, challenge yourself to double it in 6 months. Now, that is really, really hard when you're strapped for money, like a lot of single parents are. But just try to see if there's some way that you can set aside a little bit every month just to have that 3 to 6 month pad of living expenses in case there's some kind of emergency in your life. Insurance. Determine your insurance needs and then talk to your employer about different options if you're employed. Even research independent insurances if needed. Child care. Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? But because child care is so expensive, put together a list of babysitters, other single women out there who maybe are staying at home and or even married women who are staying at home with children and want to earn a little bit of extra income, neighbors, family members that are maybe willing to help out for free every now and again. And then when you are in a crunch and you need babysitting or child care, you can pull out this little list and kind of work your way through the list. Invest in yourself. This is a hard one, but take the time to inventory your educational background and your professional skills. You have a lot to offer. All of us do have a lot to offer. So take the needed steps to improve your financial standing by figuring out the best way to use your skill set to better your situation. A lot of Latter-day Saint meeting houses have an employment specialist. I don't know if you've thought of that recently, but whether you're LDS or not, you can contact an LDS meeting house to get help with your resume and to learn about job openings in your area. Sometimes it's just word of mouth. Does somebody know anyone who's looking for X? This kind of help, this kind of resource. And also identify your resources. You're expected to feel really alone in a time like this, but create a list of your resources, whether it's church members or neighbors or child support income. Maybe it's grants or scholarships for single moms, affordable housing options, networking events. Sometimes it's just a way to get yourself out there a little bit, and opportunities can have a way of just kind of coming your way. So just a little bit of information for you. If you're looking for some more information, we're going to put some on our website, some helpful resources for LDS Employment Services and also LDS.org financial resources. And you can also take a free class from Brigham Young University about personal finance. So we'll list those resources over on mormonchannel.org. Julie B. Beck said that we become self-reliant through obtaining sufficient knowledge, education, and literacy by managing money and resources wisely, by being spiritually strong, preparing for emergencies, and by having physical health and social and emotional well-being. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.